Sit on that crown.
All right, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Not Enough Faithful. We're live and direct. We tried to do it together, but it just didn't work out. So we're here for round two of NFR Weekly News Wrap. Jason's at the hotel. Your boy's at home.
What's up?
This show is going to be short and sweet. Let's go ahead and get it cracking right after the intro video.
Do you have
New
Jersey?
You
said
you had another.
You
there,
jersey.
Man?
So
you had another jersey, right?
Yeah, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me? You see me? Okay, good. All right.
Yeah, I got
so,
you. You're good.
Real quick. Okay. Just real quick. I want to play Raheem's comments. He went on KNBR this week. I know that that's been a big controversy this week. So we'll just go ahead and start the show. Off
yeah,
of
yeah,
this,
absolutely. So, you know, the initial report was specifically talking about Tua and his success. And so, when I was being asked those questions, I was looking at it as a view of what Tua has done and what Tua has dealt with in the past. You know, in regards to we have more talent here. I was speaking in terms of, you know, we have more talent here right now at this moment than, you know, what has been here in the past. And I can see how that can get misconstrued just because, like you said, you can only take certain snippets out of what one person said and alter it in a way that, you know, it just seems like it's not relevant or is relevant in the fact that I'm on a different team. No, that's not what I meant, because I know that, I mean, I was with the Niners for several years, and I know exactly what the talent is. There's unbelievable talent on both sides of the ball and even on special teams. So I wasn't trying to take shots or digs on anyone. And then in regards to, you know, Tua being accurate, I mean, that was a statement that was made, you know, early on with Tyreek. And, you know, me going through the process, I've been seeing that. And that's why I said he can actually sling it. You know, I don't know why people are doubting him and his ability. Not the fact that, you know, Jimmy G can't sling the rock or anything like that. I would never, ever in a million years talk down on a player, specifically a guy like Jimmy, just because we've grown together, you know, all those years when I was there. My family, his family, you know, is his family. His family is like my family. I've been to his brother's wedding. His sister-in-law and my wife, Devin, are like the best of friends. And my wife can't wait to be in San Francisco to meet up with her this weekend. So, you know, all those things, man, it's just people just don't understand I understand the severity of the message, but it wasn't directed towards any one specific person or any group of people. Specifically on the past and the present of what Tua's success and his failures have had, you know, prior to us being together.
I mean, I thought it was important to at least let Raheem speak for himself there. And I didn't want to take anything out of context. That's pretty much what I thought it was. Like we had said on Tuesday's show, If I felt there was any animosity between anybody as far as Raheem Mostert and the Niners, I would believe it'd be Raheem in the front office / Kyle before I would believe that Raheem would have any issue with any player on the team.
Yeah, because when you think about it, what most people don't realize is that Jimmy and Raheem were damn near, you know, best friends. And as he said before, pretty much family when it comes to them too. So this is just a case of people taking clippets of an entire conversation and making it. But I mean, if people want to take it so that they have bulletin board material to pump them up, sure, good for you. But in reality, it's being blown out of proportion by so much.
It really is. I think it's people trying to drum up matchups and ratings for, you know, which is sad because this is without any of the bulletin board material. This is actually a great game. I'm really excited to see our offense versus their defense. When Tua is the number one rated quarterback in the NFL as far as passer rating is concerned, I mean, I'm really excited to see this matchup. Real quick, we're going to go ahead and we're going to play Kyle's final injury report, give up our final thoughts before closing out the week, and then we'll get up out of here.
Elijah, all right, we'll be out, obviously. Charles, questionable. Debo, questionable. Burford, questionable. Trent Williams, questionable.
Trent Williams was back spasms. Jason, what's your concern level on that?
199.
I would say a medium only because he's had back issues previously. And so especially when it comes this late in the week, like had this been like Monday, Tuesday type of a thing, they would have held him out. He'd be good like that. But being that it's so close to game day, it elevates it a little bit more. So definitely a little bit worried about that.
Yeah, I mean, Eric Armstead not being able to play is a huge bonus. What's up, Jamie? How you doing? Hope you don't mind.
Hey, Jamie, how's
you taking over your husband?
But well, she said she wanted a break, so really, we're good with giving her a break.
Yeah, we'll give her a break. We'll give her a break for this Friday. But yeah, no, I feel that's something that I have no concern. As long as so, it's not cropping up on
30 minutes, we're already
game day, I would be very surprised. Debo so being doubtful. That one's a little bit more concerning just because I'm very, like, I'm sure he could play through it, but does he have the ability to make it work?
So I gave him.
And we want him
to only had 400 left in my check. So
turn a 1-2 week injury into a 3-4 week injury.
I was supposed to get 200 back.
You know, Tampa Bay talks the week after that, and Washington, which are probably the three biggest games of the season.
He's supposed to get 150 back.
Keep his head and enjoy college.
Hey, so far it's been good. I've had some of the damn best new tacos I've had in my life. I'm like, that damn thing's good.
So for us Bay Area people, Bubby and I took Jason out to La Vix, and then we went and went ahead and went to Dive Bar and grabbed a
couple of beers. But that hot sauce or whatever it was like damn good.
Sauce.
Like it wasn't crazy spice.
Yeah, no,
it wasn't crazy hot, but it tasted really good. So. And I'm going to agree with you on Debo. That one is a little bit more worrisome for me just because we need him out there where he has more of a history with that. So that one definitely is more of a worry to me compared to, like, even against Trent.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, I think the main one that I didn't hear, and I'm not even seeing on the injury report, is Christian McCaffrey. That was the one that was you just lose Elijah, and then now you have, you know, Christian McCaffrey came into this game questionable. Now you're really starting to put the Niners behind the eight ball. Because as much as Jimmy has slanged it well, you know, this season, I would dare say this is Jimmy's probably best season this last, you know, four weeks. We're definitely still not at the point where we can become one dimensional. And if we take the running game out, that's gonna definitely be a big issue. Jason, final thoughts before we go live on Sunday.
Oh, go ahead. Well, thinking about with the whole Debo thing. If Debo's out, I can definitely see McCaffrey moving out towards more of, you know, the position that Debo takes in that quote unquote wide back position, because we're gonna have Mason and TDP back. So if you move those two guys both, we have to move both of those. Sorry, we've been drinking all night. Move both of those guys back towards, you know, the actual running back position, and then you have McCaffrey play that wide back position by Debo. I'm not going to say we're not losing enough or a whole lot kind of a thing, but it's definitely a good replacement for Debo as long as, you know, McCaffrey is healthy for this week. Final thoughts. I'm excited to go this game. Like I said, I've been having a damn good time, right? You know, we kicked it this evening. We can do a little bit more on tomorrow, a little bit more Sunday. It has been a good time so far down here in Cali. I'm loving it. I'm waiting for to see a good game. I really don't want to see a blowout. I want to see a damn good game. I'm going to say it's going to be 34-28 Niners. Shut up.
Okay, well, I'll give my final.
Don't listen to the Fins fans over here.
It's going to be a close game.
Ask him if he would like to stop by Stanford Stadium. I'm pretty sure that's real fond memories for him.
It's literally going to be a really close game.
He wants to go to Stanford Stadium.
Hello?
But anyway, all right, y'all. We'll go ahead and we might go live from the city tomorrow or figure out what's cracking.
We'll do something.
We'll holler at you tomorrow. Really great to see you today, bro. I really can't wait till Sunday. I haven't been excited to go to the Niner game in a long time. All right, y'all. Indeed. We'll get y'all live on Sunday, pregame, halftime. We'll talk to Jamie, see if Jamie wants us to join us. We'll figure postgame out later. But we shall see y'all.
We're doing the post game.
Till then. Okay, we'll do the – Jason made an executive decision. All right, bro, we'll see you.
Yes, we're doing the post game.
All right, bro, we'll see you. All right, y'all. We'll go ahead and get up out of here. But before we do, we want to remind everybody to save 10% by using the promo code BeatTheFins. That's P-H-I-N-S. Exclusively available at NinerFaithfulRadio.com/shop. Go ahead and you save 10% by using our shop49ers.com affiliate link and help out Niner Faithful Radio. Link is in the description of this podcast or video. Horrible. Okay, go to seatgiant.com, use the promo code Niner Faithful Radio to save on all your theater, concert, and sporting event tickets, as well as help out the show. Follow us on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr at Niner Faithful Radio and Twitter at Niner Faithful R. To subscribe, see everywhere you can subscribe, go ahead and visit NinerFaithfulRadio.com/shop. Make sure you catch our pregame show, our game day shows. Pregame will be coming out to you noon. Jason and I will be live at halftime doing our halftime report, and then we'll put postgame as TBD. We shall see y'all Sunday. Till then, faith, love, and happiness. Go Niners.